took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The presidential candidates are on the campaign trail today, as CBS's Natalie Brand reports.
With 23 days to go, the presidential candidates are holding dueling rallies in key battleground states. Former President Donald Trump appeared in Prescott Valley, Arizona, where he focused on an issue central to his campaign, immigration.
When I win on November 5th, the migrant invasion ends and the restoration of our country begins.
We are not going. going back.
Vice President Kamala Harris returned to North Carolina as the state struggles to recover from the devastation caused by Hurricane Helene.
In California, the Riverside County Sheriff's Department has released more information about the Nevada man arrested at a Trump rally security checkpoint in Coachella. They say the suspect was, quote, illegally in possession of a shotgun, a loaded handgun, and a high-capacity magazine. The sheriff says the vehicle was unregistered and that multiple passports and driver's licenses with different names were found inside. More from CBS's Anna Schechter.
The U.S. Attorney's Office released a statement saying that Trump was not in any danger. And a federal law enforcement source told CBS News there was no indication that an assassination attempt was connected to this incident.
The massive cleanup continues in Florida, but as CBS's Tom Hansen reports, the cleanup from which hurricane isn't easy to determine.
Hurricane Helene flooded Dave Grant's dream home, then Milton lashed it with high winds. Now he says it's impossible to tell which storm caused the damage.
We had 3 inches of sand in our building, and we had to, our home, and we had to shovel it out.
Surveying the destruction today, President Biden thanked utility workers from around the country for restoring power to nearly 1.8 million customers.
CBS News has confirmed that some FEMA personnel operating in Rutherford County, North Carolina, were forced to stop working and move to a different area. This was due to concerns over reports of armed militia members threatening government workers in the region. The deaths of 4 Israeli soldiers and the severe wounding of 7 others from a Hezbollah drone attack in central Israel is raising questions.
This deadly strike on Israeli soil calls into question why this country's advanced air defense systems did not take out that drone. Notably, it comes just hours after the Pentagon announced it's sending a THAAD air defense system here to Israel. THAAD stands for Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, which can shoot down ballistic missiles. About 100 U.S. troops are also being deployed to help operate it.
CBS's Remy Innocenzio in Tel Aviv. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or 2 half-geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Lawns these days can be political battlegrounds.
What better time to conduct a survey on political campaign signs or project of LawnStarter.com?
1/3 say that they're very likely to put up political signs this year in their yard.
However, LawnStarter's Jeff Herman says there is fear among some sign posters.
36% fear vandalism, 33% fear harassment, 27% fear offending or angering their neighbors or loved ones.
And expressing a political opinion doesn't come cheap.
They're buying them from the political campaigns or buying them online. So you actually have to buy the signs to be able to show your support for a particular candidate.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
When Hurricane Helene devastated parts of North Carolina, it also triggered more than 600 landslides. That's from federal geologists who've been flying over the mountains looking for large areas of earth being moved under heavy rainfall, trying to predict future disasters. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms and continued breezy, lows in the mid-40s. Winds gusting out of the west up to 35 miles per hour. For Monday, showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder. We'll see a high near 55 degrees. More sunshine by the afternoon. It's 48 at our studios.
My baby does the hanky-panky. My baby does the hanky-panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line.
And timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Hey! Pule, pule! Watch it now, watch it!
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, there's been some chatter about the economy and how it's getting a little stronger these days. Gasoline has just started to dip below $3 a gallon in much of the South and Midwest. It's just over $3 in Wisconsin. And its cost is nearing a three-year low nationally. Grocery prices that were spiking during the pandemic are not climbing in the same way, finally. Mortgage rates are down more than a percentage point from where they were recently. And the overall inflation rate has returned to normal levels. And that recent Fed rate cut is a sign that the government expects inflation to stay down. Now, I love hearing about that Fed rate cut because it means that there's lower mortgage rates, there's lower car loan rates, and hopefully there's some lower credit card interest rates. Wahoo! For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity, the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity, the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city. In the summer, in the city. Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright, babe.
city, the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
You can keep me in daydream.
news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, 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 that's what I say. For the night time, forget the day,
forget the day.
A day of a bucktie town. Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
Oh, Lord, the nighttime.
It's a time to brew.
Oh, time to brew.
I thank the Lord for a nighttime.
Oh, Lord, the nighttime.
I thank the Lord for you. Say yeah. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. To
forget the day.
Day of
a bucktie time.
Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. To an end,
I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Was a purple.